Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
I'm returning a call. I need an installation date.
That sounds so for a Home Depot order?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and may I have your zip code?
85254.
85254. Give me just a moment to pull your ticket.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm just waiting for this to load. And then do you have a delivery date for the product to be installed?
That's the problem. I need one.
Okay. Is this for the measure?
There's been a measure already.
Okay. What's the name on the order?
Potter.
Potter.
And I don't
Craig
know whether
Potter?
It's under Joyce or Craig.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. See, because I have an order here for a measurement, not an install. So you went to...
Well, we went through that yesterday. They just sent in a new PO, and my PO that they sent you says measure special instructions, resubmitting a measure install. Customer has product.
Okay.
I don't know why that isn't the same thing you have.
Well,
but you were called yesterday, today's Saturday. You were called yesterday by our head PO issuer, whatever they are called, accountant of some sort. And it was
see.
Cleared up and said it was okay.
Bear with me just a moment. You've got more than one ticket here, but the other ticket is the invoiced measure.
the new
so that would mean
ticket, yeah.
Home Depot sent us a ticket for a measure, but if you just went to the store and got this cleared up yesterday, they're not likely to call you about scheduling that until Monday or so.
Well, I received a call at 8:30 this morning and was hung up on.
Right, and it's odd because they likely have a schedule list that they go through because they'll attempt
Who?
Three
Home
calls.
Depot? No.
No, XPO, when they get these tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, when we get these orders from Home Depot, they're in all text form, and then people on our end make them into tickets in our system. So if they just sent that in yesterday, then it's, again, not likely to be processed.
The
they
ticket
likely...
was sent on Thursday. I went back yesterday because yesterday's
right.
phone call to XPO said, oh, no, we only have a measure.
Yes, they said.
I've already been measured.
They sent us
but
another measure
But he said when
ticket.
I went to appliances, they said, well, we have to submit this as a measure install, but we know it's just an install, so they'll come out and do.
No. That,
don't need to remeasure. I mean.
Right, but it's I don't know who you're talking to at Home Depot, but they did give you a new PO?
Yes.
Okay, and what's that PO number?
It's an HO464-279-694.
Give me just a moment. I mean, I don't think it's in the system because of the way I searched, but if they, when they submitted that, they didn't update the one that we have over here. They sent a whole new PO over. I'm thinking that the reason that you got called was that the agent at home office that was doing these scheduling calls probably read the notes after she dialed your number and realized
so
that she didn't need to call and schedule
PO
you.
Do you PO number? Would that help you?
And what's going to help me is for them to take that new PO in home office and make it into a ticket. What I'm going to do with this one is I'm going to cancel it out so that they don't call you to try to schedule this measure again.
Okay, so it's just they're just doing measuring calling? Is that what you're telling me?
They're calling to schedule Home Depot orders, but if you just got a new PO sent in yesterday, that's not going to be in our system likely until Monday. But they will call you to schedule that one
Even
as well.
Though it was emailed on Thursday and then a phone call
it's
was followed up on Friday? I'm
on,
confused here.
I've been to corporate home office. I'm not located there, but they literally, these orders come over. They get printed out on a dot matrix printer. And they're just pure text. And then a human being has to take it and put it into our system and make it into an installation
ticket.
Oh, so
we're sitting in an inbox on someone's desk.
Basically, it is in the system called Icon that we use to trade the information back and forth waiting to be turned into a ticket.
That's not a problem for me as long as I know you've got the correct order and that the ball is rolling.
Yes,
ma'am. I've been dealing with this since March.
Your next call should be to schedule that installation. I'm canceling out this measure ticket, so that'll be removed from their
reschedule,
but their scheduling
I don't need
dog.
Another PO from Home Depot then.
No, the one that you gave me should become a ticket in our system.
694.
And right,
okay.
And then we'll reach out to you once that's been created.
All right. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
All righty. I guess that's, I'll just sit and wait for Monday.
Well, I do apologize, but we will get this one canceled out so that you're not contacted
okay.
again until it's
and
time.
And they will call me. They call me on my cell phone, but they don't leave a text.
They don't have a
and
way to text?
The problem is, they, oh, because it comes up unknown to me, so
right.
I don't answer it.
So let me give you our number.
Or Alabama or wherever.
Well, our home office is in Marietta. That's who reaches out, and then we call back depending on the time of day
and
or what day.
Where are they at?
They're in Marietta, Georgia. We're in Montgomery, Alabama, the after hours and tech line.
You're the Alabama number at 866?
Well, it's 866-494-0101 or 866-285-9200. Those both go to corporate home office, but if
okay,
Saturdays...
Okay, 9200 is this one. Okay.
Yes, and Saturdays are just not a heavily staffed day, so we get a lot more of the customer
okay,
calls.
Okay, that's not a problem for me. So Marietta, Georgia is the home office?
Yes.
What's the number there?
It's the same one that you've dialed. Again, they divert the
okay,
calls
the
to this call center. Yeah, but customer service
okay.
always tries home office first, and then if there's nobody available,
okay.
then it routes here. This is the line that the
all
technicians
right.
usually call. But I wanted to
okay.
give you a number to write down.
Because I have no
down.
Way of knowing who all these people are calling me because, you know, some of them say United States. I don't, you know, I get bum calls all day long.
I mean, oddly enough, if I call somebody outbound from my soft phone here, it says it's coming from California. So, and I'm definitely not there. Never been that far west.
Yeah. Okay.
But
all right.
Let me give
so
you
confusing.
This. This will make your life easier when you call back in. If you
okay.
take that PO number and stick this number in the front of it. So it's just going to be 0464 and then the PO without the HO dash. So 64... Where did I write it down?
0464. You want the rest of it?
0464 and then 64.
279.
Mm-hmm.
694.
So that when you call the 866 number back, give them that whole number because when we look it up, we need the 4-digit store number attached to the PO with no spaces.
Okay, so that's the Home Depot code, okay.
That's basically how we can get
all
it pulled
right.
up over here without me having to search your zip code and wait a long time
okay.
or even worse, your phone number.
I'm learning by the moment.
Yes, ma'am. So if
okay.
you don't hear back, I mean, give them some time on Monday to get it processed and made into a ticket, but they're, I would call maybe prior to 5 p.m. Eastern. So you guys don't do daylight savings, do you? And that's this weekend
it changes
for the rest of us.
Today, so no, we don't.
Let's see. So we'll be falling back this weekend. So I guess we'll be whatever changes for you. I keep that in mind. But if you don't hear, I would say by like 3 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, normally we'd be about 3 hours difference.
So now it's going to be 2. So I would guess if you don't hear back by 1 p.m. Phoenix time, go ahead and call that number with that PO and see if there's been an update because you should reach corporate.
You're talking about on Monday?
Yes, Monday through Friday
okay.
before 3 or 4, you should go ahead and be able to get through to corporate easily.
Okay.
We don't get a lot of customer calls during the week.
Okay.
And this is canceled so that they won't call you about the measure again.
Canceled out measure. Okay. And ticket for installation. All right. Rebecca, you've been most helpful.
Yes, ma'am. You take care. And I'm sorry for the mix-up,
okay.
but I thank you for speaking with me here.
You too.
Have a great
thank
day.
You. Bye-bye.